You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Bronson Kwan, Vice President of Finance at Motor Vehicle Software Corporation, or MVSC. The company provides cloud-based software solutions for the automotive industry and government that allows customers to efficiently register vehicles and conduct other types of vehicle-to-government transactions. Bronson, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
So if you would, Bronson, tell us a little bit about yourself to lay a foundation here and so the listeners can get to know you a little leading into today's interview.
Sure, Eric. And again, thanks again for having me on the radio. I was born and raised in the Central Valley of California as a second-generation Chinese-American. I have an older brother who I see about four times a year and parents that I see every month. Other than my father, my idol is Bruce Lee. I have my own karate card. I had my first alcoholic beverage when I was 12. I was the smallest starting linebacker on my high school varsity football team. I was a box boy, a stalker, and a clerk at my family's grocery store in high school. I ran for ASB president in high school and lost, only to run for senior class president and win. I received the highest grade in my event accounting class in college, and I was in the Cal Poly Accounting Club. I was a Kappa Sigma. I'm a Big Five accounting, now Big Four CPA, having worked for Arthur Anderson and Deloitte & Touche, and have since progressed my career through various public and private companies, and now as a VP for my current company. My favorite food is dim sum, and I am happily married to a loving wife with two beautiful daughters.
Sounds like you are lacking nothing at that point. Now, why did you decide to pursue a career in business and ultimately accounting? Touch on those points if you would.
Well, since I was a kid, I always wanted to work in a tall skyscraper as a businessman. I had no idea what people did in those buildings. But after majoring in accounting at Cal Poly SLO and working two internships my last two summers in college, I knew that pursuing an audit career in the Big Four would be my best shot at working in one of those tall buildings. You know, the hardest decision I had to make coming out of college was really geographic, going to Northern or Southern California. And also struggling with my choice of firms, I chose Arthur Anderson in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, a few years after I started, 88,000 plus professionals lost their jobs, including myself, in 2002 due to the Enron debacle. So lucky me followed a lucky partner and transferred over to Deloitte & Touche. I realized early on in my career through experiences and discussions with my colleagues and networking with professionals that you don't really need to spend six figures getting an MBA when you can get the same experience working in the Big Four and get paid for it, especially when you are rotating from client to client and being exposed to various industries. I was primarily in consumer products and retail, but also experienced aerospace, manufacturing, and oil and gas. And the opportunity to communicate with upper levels of client management, so VPs and C-level execs, I knew that I didn't have to attend three more years of school if I simply just made the absolute most of my professional career in audit and parlayed that into a corporate environment in either the public or private arena. I realized that there aren't too many jobs you can work where you can get an MBA for free, without the credentials, of course. However, I did settle for getting my CPA. So in a nutshell, I felt that the audit path would give me the best exposure to not just accounting, but to corporate and business in general.
What are the three most important things you have learned in your professional career that they don't teach you in school that would be helpful for those listening in today?
Well, for one, I would say organization, or how to stay organized. You know, life and work collectively is too complicated and chaotic to manage if you don't either manage a calendar write things down religiously and save and file your work often. You know, each year you progress in your career, it gets more complicated and tricky, especially when juggling personal life, you know, family and kids with work. You have to get smarter as to how you approach your work. You have to find shortcuts for efficiencies, identify synergies, and keep your desk clean. Finally, you have to keep your work product clean, concise, and to the point. Secondly, I would say assertiveness. I learned early on that I wasn't getting promoted fast enough, not because I wasn't smart enough or worked hard enough, but because I wasn't assertive enough. I needed to find a way to insert myself in the conversation, to get my point across effectively, at least once in every conversation, to not stay silent. A lot of that comes with confidence in yourself, but the earlier you can develop that trait, the better. And thirdly, I would say leadership. When you progress through the ranks, there will never be a shortfall of tasks or projects. If you find yourself with a shortfall, it's because you probably weren't assertive enough to get the tasks or projects you need, or because a superior didn't trust you enough to do the work. So when you have exercised a level of assertiveness and you find yourself with a task that is so long it'll make your mom cry, you need to become the leader you were meant to be. Time to exercise your organization skills. Break down each project and tasks and assign those to staff. Don't be a control freak if you can avoid it. Delegate and delegate and delegate, and help see those delegated tasks to completion by setting due dates. Make your staff accountable to you by empowering them with responsibility. Don't ignore your staff, but teach them and coach them. Your staff will respect you when the job is completed and you have supervised and taught them a thing or two. If you don't have staff, well, drink a Red Bull and roll up your sleeves.
Good advice there. And if you could do anything in your professional career over again, I've thought that quite a few times, just double checking to see where I would be if I'd made other decisions. What would that be for you personally and why?
You know, I would trust my gut instinct more often than I have in the past. You know, if something comes across your desk and it just doesn't pass the sniff, you know, the sniff test or the sanity check, then you better rethink the issue at hand. You know, I haven't always made the best decisions. I've made poor decisions and have had to live with them for good or for bad. Everyone will make mistakes, but make them for the right reasons. You will only grow from this through the bad decisions you make. So accept them, learn from them, and move on.
Today we're joined by Bronson Kwan, Vice President of Finance at Motor Vehicle Software Corporation, or MVSC, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Bronson, continuing on, how do you separate yourself from others in your field?
You know, a good friend of mine is an attorney who worked for a large, prestigious law firm. As an associate, his partners always gave him the work over other associates. He wasn't the smartest associate or the hardest working, but he had an uncanny knack of just getting the work done accurately and timely. When you consistently get the work done, time and time again, you become the go-to guy, and your superiors will rely on you, trust you, and will call your name time and time again. So I learned that no matter how long it takes or whatever the odds, just find a way to get it done. I've had to pull small niners in my time, but hey, that comes with the territory. If you want to be a B or C player, go home at 5. I want to be an A player. That means finding a way to get it done each and every time.
Now, you wouldn't be in your position if you were not a leader. How would you define a leader from your perspective?
A leader is not defined by his title, but you know, more so by his work ethic, his desire to accomplish tasks, and his ability to lead and interact effectively with others. He or she must be able to communicate with all levels of management and staff. A real leader will say good morning to the janitor, will be a role model to others, and set examples for others to follow.
Now, what kind of advice would you give to a college student entering into the accounting field? I'd certainly like to hear your perspective here.
Sure. Well, you know, this is way overused, but be yourself, you know. But when being yourself is not enough to take you to higher places, you know, you need to look in the mirror and identify your faults, your weaknesses, and your shortcomings. When you can identify and acknowledge those, you're halfway there. Figure out a way to improve those by connecting and networking with others. Put in an extra hour or two in the office or at the gym. Read a good book or take a leadership class. In a sense, You know, be proactive in improving yourself to the fullest. You know, there's a reason why MJ, Kobe, and Jerry Rice were the best, because they were the first and last ones in the gym. It was their, you know, work ethic that really set them apart from others. You know, speaking of the gym or any other physical activity for that matter, you know, working out consistently makes your body healthy and help you to withstand the rigors and challenges of life. A wise man once told me, when you feel good physically, you feel good mentally.
That is very, very true. What is your ultimate goal in your professional career? Touch on that if you would.
You know, I like to teach others. In my work experiences, in whether in a group setting, you know, in a meeting or one-on-one, it is very rewarding and satisfying to me when I can help someone to improve in their career or in the project that they're working on, or to, you know, to be again a role model for them. So ultimately, I'd like to become a college professor when my corporate career is complete.
Certainly that impacts many people along the way and for a long time to come into the future. We certainly have appreciated your time, Bronson, and for being with us. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information online.
Sure, they can visit MVSCUSA.com, and they can also hear more about myself at my website, BronsonKwan.com.
Well, easy enough. Well, Bronson, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you.
Great, thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been visiting with Bronson Kwan, Vice President of Finance at Motor Vehicle Software Corporation, or MVSC, that provides cloud-based software solutions for the automotive industry and government that allows customers to efficiently register vehicles and conduct other types of vehicle-to-government transactions. And for more information and for contact, simply visit BronsonKwan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.